pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back. The second hour of the program is live, and we continue with more of your calls at 855-242-7285. Let's check out AC. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too, sir. How are you feeling? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum, where is your boy toy, Jeff, in Columbus? Your CNN, BBC News, the loudmouth from Columbus. Where is he at?
I haven't heard from him lately.
That's right. You haven't heard from him because Boise and up north, Hulk smash Ohio State, put them in a garbage can, lit them up on fire. You're not going to hear from that sore loser, just like that loser Jerome, guy who calls in to bad, bad, bad. You know, this loser, they should take a hike, Mr. Feinbaum, just like that AJ that always a jerk, like Jim. Jim is an idiot, just like Legend. And Iron Man could tag along and kiss their, you know what, holla.
Is there some reason to continue taking his calls? I ask that.
Every time he calls, we ask.
Yeah. Mike is up next in Georgia. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, long-time show watcher.
Thank you very much.
In the stories about Terry Peasley passing, very sad news. I'm old enough to remember when he played, but it reminded me of this and just thought I'd mention it. It's not SEC news. However, legendary baseball coach Mike Martin passed away today from Florida State University.
You're right. I'm glad you mentioned that because I just heard about that. He retired a couple of years ago and was the winningest coach in baseball history. Went to 40 NCAA tournaments, including a trip to Omaha's his final year. I mean, he's beyond legend. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Legendary. I spent about 10 years in Tallahassee, and I had the privilege of traveling with Coach Bowden for about 5 or 6 years to his speaking engagements, and through that met Coach Martin, and just two of the nicest guys, a great gentleman. And Coach Martin was one of those guys, just like Coach Bowden, he didn't have to speak loudly to be heard. Just thought it was worth mentioning.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, Mike. Maybe this would be applicable for a lot of fields, but those old style baseball coaches are, we're sitting here talking about this guy, Bohannon, who literally disgraced himself in the sport. And then you compare and contrast that with somebody like Mike Martin, who was beloved. And you mentioned Bobby Bowden. I don't know if there's anybody who has garnered more respect in any sport than him.
Absolutely. He was such a gracious man, and he was a winner in everything he did, but he was the real deal. He stood on his principles, loved everybody, loved people, and that's one of his favorite stories he used to tell as we traveled. He always stood first for Christ, and he would always say, it's Christ's family football. Well, maybe it depends on the time of the season. It might be Christ's football.
You know, Mike, I don't remember. I think it was his name was Steve, but I got invited once to go to a Sunday morning, and Bobby was there. I think one of his sons was a preacher. And I sat next to Bobby, and it was really amazing to watch Bobby watch his son. I may have the name wrong. There was Terry and Tommy, and I think it was Steve. Watch Bobby sit in the pew on a Sunday morning watching his son give the sermon.
Absolutely. It was just an amazing family. And this is just a side note. The very last trip that Coach Bowden took was to the Southern Baptist Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. As everybody who's ever heard Coach Bowden speak knows, he led Mark Richt to Christ.
Right.
And that particular day, Mark was doing an interview with Kevin Ezell, who's president of the North American Mission Board, and it was about Coach Bowden leading him to Christ. So we snuck Coach Bowden out onto the stage in darkness, and when the interview was over, Kevin Ezell said, if you could say anything to Coach Bowden that you would want to say, what would it be? And before Mark could speak, He said, wait a minute, let's turn the stage lights up and you tell him yourself. Boy, what an emotional moment. And that was the last trip that Coach Bowden was able to take. And what a privilege it was for
amazing.
Me to be there with him. Such an amazing family.
Mike, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And I didn't mean to get on Coach Bowden.
No, I'm glad
really
you did.
But
I think he would.
Mark.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning Coach Martin. Speaking of Mark Richt, I don't remember what year this was, maybe 07. I was not really a huge Mark Richt fan at Georgia, and a friend of mine who was a Baptist minister, actually may have been a Methodist minister, I don't remember. I don't mean to dismiss that, like there's not a difference. But he was, we were friends, and he said, hey, I want you to go with me to hear Mark Richt. I go, okay, well, you know, what time? When is it? He said, it's 7 a.m. Monday morning. I'm not going to hear somebody speak at 7 a.m. in the morning. He said, you really need to do it. So I went and sat, met Richt, and he gave one of the most dynamic talks I'd ever heard. And it completely and totally changed. I mean, I'm not trying to read from a cliche book, but... I knew there was a side of him, but I didn't know complete. I never really heard him enunciate what our last gentleman said in relation to his faith. I'm gonna quit talking because it seems like I've heard a number of coaches give their testimony before. Yeah. Alabama had a coach once, and for some reason they always tried to get me to come listen as a writer. This one guy who nearly got fired. Because he was having a relationship with his assistant, let me put it that way. He got out, and he ended up winning the SEC. Instead of getting fired, they gave him an extension.
Yeah.
And he was a different man. So he invited me, or his wife. I was friends with his wife, because she had originally defended him to me, saying there's no way my husband could have done what he's accused of doing. Of course he did it. But she said, the headline was, stand by your man. I had a lot of friends who always said, how could you be that dumb to go to her house, have breakfast with her, and then write a story? I said, never get in the way of a good story. So if she believed it, that was good enough for me and for the newspaper I worked for. But anyway, then I got to hear after the coach, it came out that he had this relationship. Then he went on the church tour. So he invited me. His wife invited me. Said, you need to come here, Mike. So I went on a Sunday morning. Got fired the next year for NCAA violations. Bash is up next in Boulder.
Bash, Brother Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Randy, Roll Tide to you, sir. Paul, I got a quick question for you that I think can answer some of these earlier callers' question about when exactly you plan on retiring. Remember earlier this week I mentioned the Vanderbilt Commodore alum and Skip Bayless, and you were like, I didn't even know Skip Bayless was still alive.
Right.
So my question to you, Paul, is who do you think is going to retire first, because you two are huge sports media icons who started your careers very similarly? Who do you think is going to retire first, you or Skip Bayless?
Can I add one more?
Of course.
Bash, as a caller to the show.
You think I'm going to retire first?
Yeah, I mean, the question is, who will retire more quickly, Bash as a caller, me, or Skip Bayless?
Well, I'm with the show until the day the wheels fall off, Paul, so you got another thing
coming. I suspect
coming.
That I will go before Skip Bayless. Because I don't think Skip Bayless will ever leave, do you?
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter Skip used to be, when he was a columnist in Dallas, I told him once, he was one of my heroes, because he's about 4 or 5 years older than me, and as a reporter, I mean, we all wanted to be like Skip. I mean, he was making the big money and the big perch covering the Cowboys, but I don't know what in the world he's gotten himself into lately.
He's doing the best he can with his deal with Fox Sports.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose Shannon Sharp from your show and you pick up a bunch of retreads, it's not good for your career.
You're calling Keyshawn Johnson, someone I thought you were pretty good friends with, what would you say, a retrend?
A retread.
Retread. That's an appropriate term considering he bashed my Denver Nuggets all last NBA season, so I approve that.
No, by the way, I was not calling Keyshawn a retread. I didn't really know Keyshawn was on his show because I have never, I don't want to say I've never seen it, but I don't think I've seen that show in a couple of years. I have not seen it since Shannon left.
Well, that is a stance that many people will agree with you.
Yeah, I think
Paul.
The ratings would support that nobody else has either. We'll take a short break, and we are back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hey, welcome back. I appreciate all of you being with us here on a busy Thursday afternoon. This is from the AJC. Georgia will sell beer at Sanford next season. What kind of beer you want, Randy? You want a Bud? I'm going to have an O'Doul's. I don't need any alcohol to watch the Bulldogs play. I get enough of the high from seeing Kirby Smart coach. Charlie is up next. Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey there.
I'd just like to comment on a few of your callers. AJ, the best 3 years of his life was in the seventh grade.
I like that one. I'm going to use that if I'm
and
okay
the only
with you.
Thing, only thing the guy's ever won, he found a golden egg in the fourth grade Easter egg hunt. Had on short breeches and a bow tie. But, Jim out there, a lot of folks criticize that guy, but he ain't doing a thing but baiting them up, and they falling for it.
You're right.
And if I got in the barroom ball, I want Jim on my side because he'll chew you up and spit you out.
He sure would.
But now, I mentioned the other day that if you couldn't take it, don't bring it. And then he tries to get in a phone feud with Brenda, who was only speaking her piece. Paul, I enjoy your show, and you have a good evening.
Well, thank you. Very succinct and to the point. I like that. Waycross, our next stop. Swamp Dog is next.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How are you doing today?
Hey, doggy.
Great. It's an honor to be back on the show with you.
Thank you.
And I want to try and change gears a little bit here. I'm not going to talk about the NCAA and what a mess that they are and everything. We all know that. They're making rules up as they go along and everything. I just got a good old-fashioned football question for you. And okay. About to get your opinion on
it. That'll be a switch.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
I got three running backs. You remember back in the day when all the coaches would say he has that rare combination of speed and power?
Right.
We've seen a lot of guys do it since then. But back in the old days, that was a rare thing to see, you know. And I got three guys that I got on my list, and I'd like to see how you rank them on your list.
Okay.
I got Earl Campbell,
ooh,
Herschel Walker, and Bo Jackson. How would okay. you put them in your in
okay. stack them up? I did this once before, and I'm going to tell you the story. I mean, I saw Earl Campbell play, but I probably know more about the other two. I'm going Herschel first.
Yeah.
Bo second and Earl Campbell third. I once said on our Saturday morning show that I thought Herschel was the best player I've ever seen. And the very next week, we happened to be in Auburn, yeah. and Bo was on our show. And he said, did you really say that about Herschel being better than me? I said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And he
right.
said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break you in half. And he was serious and capable.
Yeah.
I'm a little fuzzy on Earl because I didn't really – I was not in the business. I was still in school. But, I
knew him more in the NFL than
yeah,
I did in college.
I agree. Yeah. But, I mean, there's one more I might add to that list that would be Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Power, too? I knew he had the speed. But
he did it all.
Yeah. How about, Jim Brown could be thrown in.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, Jim Brown is arguably the greatest athlete to ever play sports. I know Bo Jackson had that title at times,
Bo
too.
Jackson.
But, yeah. I mean, I didn't see Jim Brown play, but they say Jim
right.
Brown was the best lacrosse player to ever go to Syracuse.
I've heard that, yeah.
The one thing I admire the most about Jim Brown is that he's the only athlete, I think, Barry Sanders might also be in this group, who left the game at his peak.
Yes, he did.
I mean, Barry did. He all of a sudden, he just disappeared. Jim walked away to be an actor.
Herschel, too.
Herschel,
he went to the USFL for the first 5 years. After college.
Well, yeah, the first couple of years. And I did see him play in the USFL. Swamp Dog, thank you. Bo got hurt. Bo had a – Bo ended up – he played baseball. Then he came back. I mean, Bo had stuck with baseball. People tell me he would have been among the greatest baseball players ever. I'm talking Willie Mays's Hank Aaron. He was that good, but – he couldn't resist. For those who don't remember the Bo Jackson story, he was taken first in the draft by the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he ended up getting very upset with them because they gave him a ride while he was in college playing baseball, and he got disqualified for the last couple of weeks of his career at Auburn, and he decided to go play baseball. It was one of the greatest shocks of all time, and he was good. He was really great, but then he decided to try football again, and he got hurt. I mean, he as a baseball player, he would have had an amazingly long career. As a pro football player, it was way too short. Thank you for the call. Rich is in Chicago. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Paul. Quick question. What if, the University of Tennessee gets sanctioned and they just straight up say, "No, we're not playing around"? What is, the NCAA going to do at this point?
Well, I mean, if they got sanctioned, and remember, everybody's a member of the NCAA. I mean, you just can't you're not going to say we're not following. I mean, it would become a conference issue and a school issue, and I don't know what would happen, but that would be a bad route to take.
You think so? I mean, at what point are these universities just going to stand up to the NCAA and say, we're not playing by your rules?
Listen, Rich, Tennessee has made a lot of sound and fury this week, but right now they're on an island by themselves. I've yet to hear anyone else speak out in their support.
That's probably true.
No, it is true.
So what happens if, like, Michigan joins in and, like, Virginia and all these other schools join in?
Well, they're welcome to get out of the NCAA, but right now they're still profiting from the NCAA. You think Rick Barnes would be happy if suddenly they said, well, we're not eligible to play in the NCAA basketball tournament?
No, probably not.
You think Tony V would say, oh, we're good. We don't need to play in the College World Series this year. I'm not trying to be stubborn here, but there are a lot of tributaries that the NCAA has that schools benefit from.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, there really are. And I think ultimately this is a conference decision. And who did we have on yesterday? I think it was Ralph Russo who said he had contacted the SEC office, but they have not made a comment on what the athletic director and the chancellor at the University of Tennessee have said so far. Shane is up next.
Shane, hi, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Shane.
Hey, it's an honor to be on the Paul Feinbaum show. And
thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the Ohio State University and all these transfers coming in. I got two questions for you, Paul. One, this Caleb Downs kid. I know you're a big SEC fan, and I just want to know, how good of a safety is he really? And two, can Ryan Day take all this money, cut all these checks, get all this talent, and build a winning culture down in Columbus?
Shane, I have a really interesting guest coming on here in about an hour. And I'm not one to pass the buck, but I am going to pass the buck, because the guy we're having on was Caleb Downs' coach at Alabama. And he said last spring, he said, I know none of you have seen Caleb Downs play, but he will be the best player on my side of the ball. And he was right. Caleb Downs is sensational. And he will make a tremendous difference for Ohio State, even though they really didn't need him that badly. They're in really good shape at that position. But I think Ryan Day has it figured out. He lost one regular season game last year and the year before. He just couldn't beat Michigan. We'll take a short break. Back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, how about this? Women's basketball tonight. Tennessee on the road against Georgia. Back to the phones, and Bubba is up next.
What's shaking, Randy? Paul, hey, how much longer do you think Kelly Harper's going to make it? Seriously, Paul.
Do you think I have the answer to questions like that?
No, but you got a good idea.
Well, I think it would. I think we're about to enter a very important time for all coaches.
Yeah, absolutely, and for all the butthurt South Carolina basketball fans, I wasn't taking anything away from their basketball. South Carolina's playing really good basketball right now.
Wow. Yeah, that was something last night.
You watched the ball game. Tennessee played about as poor as I've seen them play in a long time. And like I said, I'm not knocking the Gamecocks. They've got a really good basketball team, and they deserve to win that game. But this Tennessee scandal, basically. That's what it's boiled down to. It ain't been long ago. I remember the players, they were all in an uproar about getting like $500 or $600 to get on EA Sports video game with their NIL deal, you know. And a lot of them were turning it down, said it wasn't enough money. Then the University of Texas just basically threw it out there that they were going to pay offensive linemen $70,000 a year NIL to come and play on the offensive line at Texas. This doesn't stop with Tennessee. This is just the beginning. And I don't think that the NCAA has the backbone, the resources, or the depth to pursue this at the level it's going to have to be pursued. Basically, Jim Harbaugh re-recruited his whole team from last year with NIL money to come back. You know, so how far did they go, Paul?
Well, listen, I mean, everyone says the same thing, but we're at an impasse here, and Tennessee has just decided to be hyper-aggressive. And I mean, the one thing I don't even know yet, Bubba, maybe you do, is what exactly are they saying they didn't do that they did?
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, the wheels have already came off the bus. And now the NCAA wants to drag the bus backwards down the road. They don't have a big enough truck to do that, Paul. And the bus is stuck in the road with the wheels off of it. At this point, every major college in the country is doing what they're doing. They're all doing it. Some of them just have more money to spend than others. So unless you just want to eradicate Power 5 football at some point, you know, they need to back up. Somebody with some sense needs to get a hold of this situation, you know. And I think it's going to come down to the commissioners of the conferences.
I think you're right. And I think everybody, you know, in fairness to Commissioner Sankey, the athletic directors have been meeting this week, so – There's a lot going on, but I fully expect we'll hear from him, and I look forward to that. Thank you. Brian is up next in Oklahoma. Hey, hello, Brian.
Yes, sir. I've enjoyed your show for years, and I can't believe I'm talking to you. It's awesome to be on with you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're totally excited about coming to the SEC, and, you know, I've been a Sooner fan for years. Matter of fact, my neighbor across the street played for him in the 60s, and you know, I enjoy your conference a lot.
Thank you.
The best conference one, so we're thrilled to be a part of it. My question, actually, one comment, one question. I think OU's in a lot better situation now since things didn't turn quite so well for Lincoln Riley leaving. And then, you know, we've rebounded by losing Caleb Williams. And we've got Jackson Arnold and, you know, a good, decent coach, and Brent Venables that's doing it the right way. And I was just wondering how you thought OU would fare this next year in the SEC. Do you think they could possibly be like a top five team?
Yeah, I, by the way, Brian, I can't tell you how excited all of us are that OU is coming in. And I don't do the scheduling around here, but I can tell you we will be in Norman before the season starts with this program, and we're really fired up to get to know. I've been there for games, but we have not been there lately, so we are going to really go all out in welcoming Oklahoma to the SEC. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I just got through listing four or five schools, including Texas, but I'm a little fuzzy on OU, and I think they are right in that realm of after maybe the top two teams. I mean, they're probably in a group of four or five, and they have a, you know, I like the fact they have Alabama out there, and that's I think it's just a matter of how they navigate a couple of games, and it's a tricky schedule, but you don't have to be perfect. You probably need a minimum of 9-3 to be in the playoff consideration. And mm-hmm. I think OU is capable of doing that.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. One other thing, if you get a chance, I went to the Red River rivalry this last year for the very first time. Man, what a game that was. And if you guys get
fun.
A chance to come to that, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I had the either misfortune or fortune. I'll tell you a quick story. We did our show this year in Athens on the day of that game, Georgia was playing. And so I was supposed to fly back, but it's convoluted from Athens. And one of my producers was Randy Heritage, was is an OU person. So I decided to drive back with him because it was actually going to be shorter driving than it would be flying. And guess what? I'm probably going to have him lose his license. But you know what he did the entire ride back?
What's
he watched
that?
The OU Texas game on his phone as he was driving. And at the moment, we were just getting off the interstate. What's that interstate out there? 485? Busy interstate. As the winning was, I'm trying to remember. Did Oklahoma score at the end, or did they keep Texas from scoring? I can't remember which one it was.
No, OU scored at the end with a touchdown in the corner.
And I mean, all of a sudden, I was actually watching the LSU Missouri game on my phone, because it was a really wild game, and LSU came from behind. And I mean, all of a sudden, like Randy just like slams his hand into me and jumping. I mean, I'm like, are we going to run off the road because OU just beat Texas? Anyway, I didn't mean to throw Randy under the bus. He'll probably never give me a ride again. But I kept up with that game pretty closely. Thank you very much. It was you know Randy, don't you?
Yeah.
OU fan. We have about three or four OU people around this place.
I don't know how they got here.
I have no idea.
Who let them in?
I don't know. Elliot is in Ohio.
Thanks for taking my call. You can tell AJ about this loudmouth from Ohio State that some of us got jobs. It's tax season, Paul. I'm doing the taxes.
Are you a tax person?
I have to call him.
I didn't know you were a tax guy.
All deep in the numbers, Paul. I'm deep in the numbers. And
Elliot, I mean, it's February 1st. How busy could you be?
Deadline, brother. It just ended last night. So
okay.
I'm back on the phones for you as a result. So, but here's the deal. We don't have to call in because Tennessee is taking the heat for us. They're just going to fight the fight for us. But I can tell you what, Paul, they come to any other places, it's going to be just like Tennessee. Ohio has already spoken in their legislature. They come after Ohio, Attorney General's going to do the exact same thing. They're not going to let that stuff go down. Come on. Come on. Caleb Downs is not here for the money. He's here for the shoe. He's here for Brutus Buckeye.
Yeah.
He's here for the tradition, Paul. He's already said that. He's drinking.
Hey, Ellie, if you see Caleb's dad around town, tell him hello for me.
I will.
I here's what I wish for, Elliot. I wish that one day I will work long enough and hard enough and make enough money that I can afford the same type of pad that Caleb Downs has right now.
You know that. And this AJ guy, is he really Larry David? Because I think that's Larry David Steinbrenner voice that I hear every time he calls in. What's with that? Larry David got nothing else to do but call into your show.
Larry David is a big sports fan. And when he's not shooting curb, he is a regular caller to the show.
All right. Here's the million-dollar question. It's almost retirement time for you, Paul. Are you going to do like Jerry Seinfeld or like the Jerry Springer show where Randy gets his own show right after you? Is it going to be all about Randy? What's that show going to be called?
It is being announced tomorrow. That's starting April 15th.
Randy!
Randy will be sitting right here, and I'll be taking an executive role on the show. I'll be the senior correspondent.
There you go. You could be like, just like Saban's doing, a little advisor.
Yeah.
A little advisor role.
Exactly. My office will be right down the hall from yours, Randy. And I want you to ask me. I'm going to give you something every single day that will help you. We'll take a short break, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back to our program. More on the shocking death today of Terry Beasley, the great Auburn player from the 70s. So we'll talk more about that in just a moment. We have a Kevin Steele, first conversation we've had with him since he announced his retirement subsequent to Nick Saban's. Let's get back to the calls. And Buddy is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Buddy.
Hello, Paul. First-time caller. But you had mentioned earlier this afternoon about a particular color commentator for football that you thought was excellent and superb, et cetera. But I don't think he could hold a candle to Larry Munson from UGA. That's where I went to college. And he was the most comical and most sometimes just hilarious. Commentator that I remember when Herschel Walker, his first game, scored his third touchdown, and it was against Tennessee, the first game of the year, and Larry Munson said, "My God, a freshman!"
Yeah.
And then the next year,
Buddy, you don't need to sell me on it. Larry's the best of all time. I totally agree.
And. Yes, and then the other was when he just said the whole 100 yards, Lindsey Scott, Lindsey Scott, right. Lindsey Scott. That's all he said.
No, I mean, there may have been better broadcasters from a structural standpoint, but I don't care about that since Larry was the most entertaining. By the way, Buddy, a lot of broadcasters are what you would call just flat-out homers. Larry was such a dog fan. When they weren't playing well, he was angry. You could hear it.
Yeah. Oh yes. That too.
he was one of a kind. There's so many great announcers. Every school has theirs, but there will never be another Larry Munson. That's a cliche, but it's also accurate.
I agree with that. No one to match.
Now, what I would give to just. Let's know, Larry. Can we bring Larry back for one more call?
Yes. But one would never be enough.
Yeah, no, you're right. I used to have a Saturday night show on local TV. It was at 10:30, and that was probably, it was kind of a pain, but it was the most enjoyable part was listening to a Georgia game on the way there and back. Because, Larry could keep you company for hours. Let's check in next with David, who is in Kentucky. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. It's great to get through. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My question relative to the Tennessee allegations in the NCAA, unless I've missed something, I've not heard anybody say specifically what the allegations are. I mean, other than it's NIL related, I'm somewhat aware of the antitrust litigation that went through, but I hear all these people defending Tennessee. I don't know whether they did anything or not, which is kind of my whole point. Maybe I've just missed something, but it's my understanding that the antitrust litigation does not absolve the rules, that there are still parameters relative to NIL. So maybe I just
missed something. No, you're right. And by the way, nobody's talking about that because we really don't know for sure, but one report, the New York Times, said that it involved a plane ride in a private plane from California to Knoxville for Nico Iamaleava, the starting quarterback for this next year. So I think it clearly revolves around him. And by the way, when the story came out 2 years ago that he was getting, what, $15 million? I can't remember what the number was. I mean, it got everybody's attention in college sports.
Yes, and I guess that's my whole point is, I don't know. I know it's all murky water, it all is, but everyone is just blindly refuting everything in the name of MIL.
Yeah, I mean, I really, again, I thought the chancellor's statement the other day was a preemptive strike. I don't know what the athletic director accomplished today by essentially saying the same thing. But if that's what they want to do, then they're entitled to it. They're getting a lot of support. It's obviously, appealing to the local mentality, and most fans agree with them. But the people that really matter the most have not chimed in yet. And that is what I'm most interested in hearing. A quick break, much more to come in the next 2 hours.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.